Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Red Room Radio. This is your host, author, motivational speaker, and first and foremost mother, Shelley L. Brooks. I thank you so much for joining us in the Red Room tonight. First and foremost, I want to give a major shout out to someone who is so amazingly special to me. Just no one understand that I'm sharing the sacrifice for tonight to do the radio show with who I call my prince, the most amazing young man in the making, my son whose birthday is tonight. I've been given permission by the prince to do the show, and I just want to say that we will not be doing the 2 hours for tonight because I will be spending the rest of the evening with my son celebrating his 15th birthday. So I just want to thank everyone for joining us on the show tonight. And I want to give a special thanks to everyone who joined us last week on the show. And our topic was one that was very controversial. We had a panel set up, what I called the Battle of the Sexes, and they were going for it. But unfortunately, due to technical difficulties that were not on our part, the show had some problems and had to abruptly end. So what I want to do is just share with everyone on the show tonight that we will be reassembling the panel, and we're going to do it for tomorrow night. I couldn't get everyone back together for tonight. And because I only had a limited amount of time, I am hoping that everyone that is listening to the call tonight, everyone that is listening to the archived shows, will join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And I know it's a Friday night, but guess what? If you have nothing to do, if you have something to do, if you have that hot date, I'm just saying it might be a great thing to do to listen in on the Red Room Radio Show so we can continue our discussion of the 90-day rule. Is it too soon? Is it too long? What do you think? Last week's show to me was one that I had a special kind of show for because usually we just have special guests. We have our co-hosts. We, we have our discussions. And I really miss my co-host. And I have to say, tonight, being in the Red Room by myself, I am so very lonely because I'm missing, first and foremost, my co-host who is, I will say, each and every week, the hardest working man in Hotlanta, James, and he is not able to be on the show with us tonight. And guess why? Because he's working. But he will be available and be my co-host for tomorrow night. I'm also missing my other co-host, Antoine. But when I say this man is out there working and doing big things, no one understands. If you're in the DMV, you will no one understand what he's doing because he is going to come out. And when he does, y'all are truly going to know and understand who he is and why he's been missing from the show. So let's just talk about last week's show. I was so amazed with the dialogue and the conversation that we had. And it was one that it was, when I tell you that the lines were blowing up for people who wanted to comment, who wanted to exchange their ideas and their opinions about the show, I couldn't even keep up with the list of callers. So I was anticipating, you know, giving each person a chance to speak. But again, because of the technical difficulties, and we had someone that was listening in on our show that was, you know, kind of listening to see what Shelley L. Brooks is doing, but no one understand he'll be back tomorrow night. I was just waiting to hear what your comments were. And if you listened to the brief period that we did talk about it, you know, I didn't really say anything. And me, I have no problem speaking what's on my mind. Some people like it, some people don't. Some people say, who is she to say what she says? But guess what? Your opinion is yours and mine is mine, and we all have an opinion. But what I do want to share tonight is an email, because every week I ask our callers to share with us the topics that they want to discuss, because this is not just about what I want to talk about. It's what you want to talk about. It's what you want to hear. It's what you want us to address in the Red Room from an undiluted perspective, where it's not sugar-coated or watered down. We have a chance to just talk about things from a very real perspective. And as I was going through the emails, as I do every week after the show, I came across one email that just kind of made me want to just say I had to share. So before we go any further, I want to share an email, and I will not give the email address, because one of the things I love about the show is we keep it anonymous if it needs to be. If you want to voice your opinion and say what you say and let it be known who it's coming from, I applaud that. But I also welcome those who just feel that they want to share what they have to share from an anonymous perspective. This email was titled, the subject was, perception is one thing, but reality is totally different. And when I saw the subject, I immediately had the, And this is what the email said. Hello, Shelley. I listened to the show and was waiting for the chance to speak. I was so disappointed that the show had to end, but understood there must have been a problem because each show was mind-provoking and informative and never ended abruptly as this one did. I want to thank you for your open and honest forum and the opportunity that you give us to be able to say the things that we say, whether from live callers or from the chat room. What I wanted to say was this. Pertaining to the 90-day rule, perception of what we should do compared to what we actually do is so distant. We should, according to our biblical and spiritual beliefs, and perception is to wait. Not just the 90 days, but until we take the vows. But is that what reality entails? No. All caps, exclamation mark. Sex is an important part of every relationship, and sometimes it's often the deal breaker. And if someone wants to make themselves believe it is not important, they are in denial within themselves and what they truly want in a relationship. I'm not saying it has to be something that's discussed or experienced early in the relationship, but to say 90 days or any days is a standard is not reality. And if we don't abide by the biblical standard, there shouldn't be a standard. Just let it be what it becomes. Again, thank you for your show, being bold enough to open up the discussions, and I look forward to each and every show. When I read the email, I was so hoping that the caller that was waiting to speak their opinion would be on the show, and I have replied and asked that person please join us for the show tomorrow night. So I will say this. If you think the 30 minutes that you heard last week was interesting, was a battle, was an opportunity to open your mind to the reality of what we actually live and do, the show that we're going to have tomorrow night, it'll just continue that. And I'm just so hoping that you will all join us and that you will be in the Red Room with us on a Friday night. That, to me, says, it's going to get hot on a Friday night. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that we could be doing on a Friday night, but we're going to be in the Red Room. One of the other things that I wanted to do is introduce a new segment that we're going to have on the show. And like I said, tonight we're not going to take a lot of time. It's just more to, keep the consistency of the show for a Thursday night and to give our listeners an explanation for what happened last week. And again, I sincerely apologize. But I came up with an idea for a new segment for the show, because this show is about giving people an opportunity to say the things that they want to say, and just us discussing things that we may not even be able to discuss with people face to face, but just to put it out there and have conversation about it. So a segment for the show that I've decided to bring in is called My Two Cents. And if you can remember when you were a kid, or even as an adult, sometimes you might say things or respond to something that someone has said, and the response is, who asked you for your two cents? Well, guess what? I'm the who. I'm asking you for your two cents. This segment of the show will be an opportunity for you to be able to say whatever it is that you have to say, voice your opinion about whatever it is that you want to give an opinion about. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with the topic for the show that we have scheduled for that night. It can be anything from how you were irritated by the fact that someone waited too long to pull their money out in the grocery store when everything on the counter had been scanned, and then they're digging for the cash in their purse while you're patiently waiting to pay for yours. And that's just an example. But whatever it is that you just want to vent about, please give us your two cents. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the show with my two cents. And my two cents is one that is either going to piss off some females or have some women, females, saying, I'm with you on that, Shelley. And they have some men saying, thank you so much for saying it, but I don't care. I mean, it's just my two cents. And like they say, everybody has an opinion, just like, you know, the other thing. I'm not even going to say that one, but we all know where I'm going with that. But my two cents for tonight is this. Little girls, and I refuse to address you as women, you need to know and understand that when you have a problem with your man and it has something, anything to do with another woman, don't reach out to her. Address it with your man. Because what really irritates me is the stories, the conversations that I hear of just the experiences that I've known with women who go through this process of not trusting a man, and probably for very valid reasons, comes across another woman. And in their process of investigation, they decide to reach out to the woman. And when they do, they are not usually very cordial. They're disrespectful, hateful, accusing, and saying the things that will most likely put that other person on the defensive. But here's a newsflash. If you have had to go through his cell phone, his Facebook page, his Instagram, and when I say go through, I don't mean just look at, I mean hack into, and then start inboxing and sending messages to that other person, whether it's valid or misunderstood, the problem isn't with the other woman. The problem is with your man. Address him, not her. Because if it has gotten to that point, is you've had more reasons, more signs than enough to have to look at him and not her. So when you start sending the inbox messages, the Facebook posts, the making the phone calls, the Instagram posts, the FedEx, the UPS, the sending in the mail, whatever old school, new school method that you feel is a way to communicate with this other woman to let her know that, yeah, she's dealing with your man, how about you take some time to stop and look in the mirror at yourself and ask, why am I dealing with this? And instead of putting all that effort into tracking down her, use that energy and that effort into fixing you. Because at the end of the day, if you didn't trust him enough to have to go through his phone, you're never going to be able to trust him. Because people don't change unless they have a reason to change. And you chasing down the other woman and confronting her is not going to give him a reason to change. That's just my two cents. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't. I like controversy because to me, controversy is the only way that we see a different opinion, a different side of what we truly believe. Sometimes it opens up our minds to things that we've never even thought about. So at this point, what I want to do is, if anybody on the show tonight wants to give their two cents, I want to open up the call for them to share. I have a caller on the line, and I will only announce the last four numbers. It's from a 240 exchange, last four numbers, 4319. Welcome to the Red Room Radio. Would you like to share your two cents?
Good night, everybody. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back. Welcome back, Red Room Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. We did have some challenges last week, but you know, we just keep it moving. We do what we have to do. What do you have to share with us tonight?
I love the topic tonight because you know what? I see women all the time falling into this trap every day, and they don't learn a lesson. But if we were to take a page from the men's point of view, they keep it real, they keep it moving. But the women always fall into the trap of, it's my man. Or he doesn't love me. It's so trifling.
You just said trifling.
Trifling. Why don't women grow up? There is too much men out there to be fighting over one.
That's what I say.
If it comes to the point that you have to go that far, something is wrong with this picture. Take a page from the men's point of view. Take a page from the men's point of view because they move on. They know how to stick and move, stick and move.
You know, what I find interesting is all of the stories that I hear of and it's just so overwhelming, I'm almost lost for words. Women who will reach out to other women and say, do you know and understand that he's my man and this, that, and the other, just a crazy way that they communicate about this. How often do you hear of men addressing another man about this?
Never.
You just don't usually hear it. And you would think that with men having their whole macho, I need to establish my dominance, I want a pistol in the fire hydrant, you know, kind of, I need you to know who I am. When they get that certain sense that there's possibly another man in the picture, they don't approach the other man as quickly as they will approach the woman that they're in a relationship with. But the women, we won't deal with the man. We'll go straight for the woman that he's either cheating with, or being misunderstood to be having something else with. Why do you think that women do that, but men don't?
Insecurity. They're not securing themselves enough to have a good relationship with another human being. They're too insecure and they're young in the head. Time to grow up.
I will say this. I mean, if you listen to any of the past shows, we had a guest on the show who, I think it was one of the shows that we did that was called Faking It. What do we fake and why do we do it? The guest talked about the relationship that someone had faked with her, and she found out that the man really wasn't in a relationship with her because the woman reached out to her. But this woman was a woman in her 40s. So does it not have to do with maturity? Are women just insecure at any age?
I could say any age, because some people just don't grow up.
Mm.
They don't have the capability to look inwards to themselves to know that they're actually doing something wrong and it's unhealthy. They don't, unless somebody points it out. And if you're going to point it out, you're the bad person.
Mm. That's interesting. So women have an insecurity at any age versus, I think men can have an insecurity at any age too. I think, you know, they have it, you know, because you used to hear years ago that men mature 5 years less, you know, slower than, or, you know, after women do. But I think for some reason women have just developed this insecurity that they don't come into themselves for whatever reason to be confident enough to know that if this isn't working, I can just walk away instead of belittling myself because no one understands that's exactly what you're doing when you reach out to that other woman. You are belittling yourself. And trust and understand, you can't dress it up and make it look any differently than from what it actually is. So men don't have a tendency to do that as quickly as women do because they lack the insecurity. You agree?
If even self they do, we don't hear about it as much because men do things undercover. They talk to their boys. They don't talk outwards to make themselves look small. Women do that. They leave that to the women. Men always do things undercover. They like to be mysterious. But the women is the one who have to blow it out of proportion.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we have another caller who has something to say. I'm not sure if they want to chime in on my 2 cents or if they have their own. Either way, I'm so wanting to hear what it is that they have to say. The caller is a DC Exchange. Last 4 numbers is 4869. Welcome to the Red Room. What's your 2 cents?
Hi, thank you. My 2 cents is it's considered the norm to approach another female if you think a guy is having an affair with that female, because 8 out of 10 people, females, are going to react. Because if you sit on your chit-chat with your friends, they're going to say, are you going to allow that bitch to do that? If I was you, I would do X, Y, Z. So if even they sit and talk to another female, that female is going to get them so riled up, they would think, I am not going to take it, you know, easy. I have to do something. I have to retaliate. Maybe 1 or 2 females, common sense female, hopefully she gets to those 2 friends, and they say, you're better than that. Don't attack the female. You need to approach your man. But majority of females is going to rile that other female up and say, I would have beat that bitches behind. You know what I mean? So it's like, it ends up being a kind of, and they consider that to be the norm. Even if you think way back to maybe like, I'll give an example. My aunt would go out of her way to, you know, show, this is my husband, this is my man, X, Y, and Z. But that's the support they get from other females. Go do something. Don't take it sitting down. So that's my 2 cents on that.
And that is so true, because I've heard so many times where there's been the conversation, and the first thing that it said is, oh, you know, I will kick her ass and this, that, and the other. And the first response is to go after the woman. But to me, it just amazes me, because it's like, okay, if she enters, because the relationship is between the man and the woman, not between the woman and the other woman. what she's actually doing, what she doesn't understand, is opening the relationship up to the three of them. Because now she is inviting this other woman into the situation instead of resolving the problem between the two of them, her and her man. She's now bringing this other woman into it. And I just don't understand why we as women want to attack the female, because that's where because we think that's the source of the problem instead of the man that we're in the relationship with that has actually brought this other person into the relationship. I guess it's one of those where I see it, but I don't understand it. And, I mean, I will say myself, I can't say that I've ever been in a relationship where, you know, I wasn't cheated on. I think some of us all have been there, men and women. But I can't say that I chose to address the female first instead of addressing the man in the relationship. Because, again, like I say, 9 times out of 10, you've seen signs way before you've had an opportunity to find a way to address the woman. And it's just, it's one of those where I don't understand why we just don't call it quits, walk away, and say, you know what, it's not what you and I, you know, are supposed to be doing, so you want to go there, so see you later, bye-bye.
But, you know, most of the ladies, they have blinders on. They don't see it. They don't see it at all.
I mean, maybe I'm a
disagree.
I don't know.
I think a majority of them don't see it. It can be right in front of their faces. You can point it out to them, and they're not going to see it, you know. And most of the time, just like you said, it ends up being a relationship, I want to use the word permanent, with three parties involved. Attacking that female doesn't chase her away. It just makes things so interesting and exciting that it ends up being a three-way relationship.
Ah, now that's an interesting perspective, because if you now bring another person into the situation, it becomes a challenge for the female, because now it's a challenge to see whether or not I can capture his attention more than you can capture his attention. So as females, do we become competitive?
That
almost says that we become competitive. We know now that his interest is possibly gearing in another direction, so now I'm going to let you know I know about you, but I'm going to compete against you because I feel that I can win. I'm just seeing a different side to this than I even thought before. I want to open up the lines to another caller who either wants to chime in on our two cents or has their own two cents. A Maryland exchange, last four numbers of the call, of the caller's number is 1976. Welcome to the Red Room. What's your two cents?
Hello, everybody.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Red Room.
Well, thank you. My two cents is something totally different. I'm speaking my mind.
Okay, we welcome that. It's just so refreshing. What is your two cents?
My two cents is, why do you try to impress people when you meet them for the first time? You want to be, you know, on a good vibe and not really be yourself, and when you end up doing that, you fall on your ass twice and become the laughing stock, and you're the outsider.
Wait a minute.
Next
I can
time,
be falling on your ass one time, but how do you fall on your ass twice?
Don't know. I want to know what? No, I do know. You want to know what it was? I was sober. If I had me some drinks, I would have been steady, and I would have never fell down.
I like that.
But, you know when you try to impress people for the first time, you want to be good. You know, I'm not going to be crazy like I usually am. No, I'm going to be a good girl, so I'm not going to have a drink. I'm going to be this little poised little sister and bust my butt twice. And then
that's what you get for not being yourself.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Be yourself. That's my two cents. And someone's laughing really hard because they understand what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. I just have to. First of all, I have to let all my listeners know I know the caller. And I cannot if you can see my face right now, I'm laughing. I'm laughing so hard that my face is red. Rosy cheeks, the whole nine yards, because I know the caller. And when she said fell on her ass twice, I questioned it because I wasn't quite sure where she was going with this. But I do understand it was very personal for her because, yes, she did fall on her ass twice. Mm-hmm. With no drinks. Maybe if we had set the stage, then, you know, we could have had her a nice little red room cocktail set aside.
Mm-hmm.
We could have had, you know, her prepared for the encounter she was about to experience, but she did this totally sober, and, yeah, she fell on her ass twice. But, again, you're right. You really should be yourself. So, caller,
impress. Go ahead.
I suggest that you always be yourself. Don't care. Be you. And maybe a drink first might have led to a better relationship.
Maybe that friend should encourage me more when we were deciding on whether we were going to drink. And I said, no,
Lord.
Good. I'm going to drink some lemonade.
Aren't the best friend song like the person who is laughing?
Uh-huh. Yep. She should have said, no.
Hey, we're not supposed to put the host on blast like that, but if it is what it is,
up.
Hey, I can take it.
Hey, look, the beat set me up.
I must sincerely apologize to my friend.
I had to explain all my bruises and aches and pains. People are like, good, great, what you been through? You just don't want to know. I said, but, you know, it was all in fun. My friend laughed at me and everything. You know, what was so sad was the second fall, instead of helping me, she had to laugh first.
Oh, God.
Well, that's when you know you have good friends. They could laugh with you at your moment.
Okay, so if you want to hear the story. And I probably wasn't the best friend, but my friend for over 20 years finally got to go to my hometown, and I will say where I'm from, Callio, Virginia. Very country, rural town. Most people can't find it on the map. I usually use it as a joke and oftentimes have been able to use it as a way to get free drinks if I'm out and about with the whole line of, so where are you from? I know at that point, oh, I got a free drink coming. So maybe that's not so good of me, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I know that my grandmother's house is one that it's an older house. You know, it's been updated, but the steps that lead to the upstairs aren't the standard size steps. I forgot to inform her, and when she went upstairs to use the bathroom, you know the story of Jack and Jill went up the hill, and, you know, somebody went tumbling down. Well, that was her.
Came down on the ass?
Came down on her ass.
Before I came down my ass, I did a boomerang effect thing, though.
Wow.
And it wasn't funny. It wasn't. I sympathized with her. You know, family was like, oh, how could that have happened to you? But then there was another incident, and instead of me helping her immediately, it was one that I just couldn't believe it actually happened. It's like twice in one day. Are you serious? And instead of me helping her first, I had to let my aunt know that this was happening again. And I didn't respond in the best way that a friend could have, and I sincerely apologize. I know I owe you a spot.
No. No, you need to tell them exactly what you did. You called me out. Most of the people didn't know I had failed the second time.
But that wasn't what a friend would do.
What?
So that wasn't what a friend should do. But
I mean, at least pulled me out of the hole before you called out everybody like, look, she fell again.
I still love her. It was too unbelievable.
And I said I would go back. But I'm going to tell you, when I go back to Calio, I'm going to be juiced up before I get there.
We're going to have lots of recipes for Red Room Cocktails. And you know what? I may even do a show from Calio, Virginia. I may even have to just bring the Red Room to Calio. That might be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting.
Right there under Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Do you guys think there's a lot of women in Calio, Virginia, who is trifling? And the one kind of people that we need to talk about, because they're the ones, some of them, who goes up in their neighbor's yard and call them men out.
It's a whole bunch of everything that goes on down there. Probably one that I don't even know if the Red Room can handle. I'm just saying. This may be a show that if we did it live from down there, though, what's your two cents? I'm not even sure if the Red Room can handle it. But guess what? Guess who's up for the challenge? I also have another challenge. I'm doing a contest, and the contest that I'm doing is I want someone to either nominate themselves or someone they know to enter the contest for dinner with the host, Shelley L. Brooks, a complimentary copy of my book, These Shoes Hurt My Feet, which will be signed, for the best ruby slipper relationship that they know, that someone else is having, or that they are experiencing themselves. Now, I know this is, like, shocking. It's like, wait a minute. She's going straight to the ruby slipper. I know when, from the book, the only shoe that we've talked about, we've kind of jumped from shoe to shoe to shoe in the book, and the stiletto is the one that we ended up being stuck on because for some reason we found out that not just men are stilettos, but, as well as, you know, every other shoe in the book, but it's so many more women out there that are stilettos than any other shoe that we've just kind of stayed stuck on the stiletto. My intention is to move past just that shoe, but to also move to the other shoes. But I want us to talk about the ruby slipper. I don't want the show just to be about relationship problems, relationship issues. I want us to also have an opportunity to highlight the relationships that we as single women, including myself, one day hope that we will be able to experience. So I could do a contest, and I thought about this. I could do a contest for someone who has been in the very worst, the most damaging, the most devastating relationship that they've ever experienced in their life. But can't we all give one of those? We all can give the worst of the worst. But not many of us can give the story of the best of the best. And what I don't want to do is, with the show, so focus on the negative always. I want us to talk about, be able to introduce to our listeners something for us to look forward to. So if you know of someone that has had that has, because if it's a had in the past, it's what we thought was and realized wasn't. Been there, done that too many times myself. But someone who has that relationship that has stood the test of time. And time doesn't necessarily mean 50 years, but it can also include that amount of time. But that relationship that you can say, I know this is my ruby slipper. If you're in the DMV area, I would love to get your story. Please submit your information. If it's not you or someone else you know, please give me the information. I can say right now I have two people that I sit back and I look at with amazement and I smile and I feel joy for the kind of relationship that they have. And I'm not going to call out either of their names because it's up to them to be able to say. But someone who I look at as my daughter, who has had so many bad relationships, finally met that one man that she truly believes is her ruby slipper, and she's marrying him in December of this year. One of my best friends that I've known since 1982, 1983, I got an invitation in the mail yesterday, and I knew that they were getting married. But when I saw the invitation in the mail and I read it, it just gave me so much joy and so much happiness to know that that really does exist. And if you read the book, if you've read the book, I talk about her and this relationship. And this was my friend that I never even knew she met this man. Because every time she called to talk to me, to check on me, to see how I was doing in the midst of my place where I was, she never talked to me about him until she knew I was okay. And once she knew that I was healed, she told me about him. And they're getting married in November of this year. So if you know of someone who has that relationship, please email me at info@theredroomradio.com. Share the story if it's about you or someone else. I want to be able to highlight you, to meet you, and to be able to share your experience in meeting that person that one day we all look forward to being with. And again, the contest will be, I will have a panel who will read the stories. It will not just be my choice, because if it's anybody that I know, I don't want it to be biased. But I will have a panel of guests that will review the stories, and we will decide who the winner is, and it will include a dinner, you and your ruby slipper, and a complimentary copy of the book. So, again, email your information to info@theredroomradio.com. If you have not purchased the book, please visit my website, shellylbrooks.com, to order your copy. I will be more than glad to send it to you in the mail and send you an autographed copy. At this point, I let everybody know up front, tonight is my prince, my son, the most amazing young man in the world. If anybody is on the show tonight that has met my son, don't know and understand why I have to end the show early tonight. I want to spend the rest of the evening with him. And I, again, thank him for saying, Mom, do what you do, because you are the most amazing mom. That, to me, brings me so much joy. So before we end the show, I just want to know if anyone else is on the call tonight, on the show, wants to make a comment, has something they want to share. Again, in the Red Room, we say it, we talk about it, no holds barred, we keep it real, and it's always from an undiluted perspective. Is there anything that anyone else has to share tonight?
Yes, before you go, could I leave this with you guys? I want to find out what you guys think about, do you think females sell their mate to other females by talking about them?
Do we think females?
You know, like when you talk about your mate to your friends, and you talk about what you do in bed or how they treat you, stuff like that. Do you think that's like basically promoting and selling your man to another female wanting that man?
I'm going to take this from the top. I'm just going to step in and say this first and foremost. The one thing that I always let people know that I share, there's three parts to Shelley. There's the public life, there's the personal life, and there's the private life. You will know nothing private about me. You have to be in a private relationship with me to know certain things. Now, my circle is very small, and I choose select people that I will share private things with. But one thing that I won't do is I'm not sharing details. And when I say details, I mean details about my private relationship with anyone. I mean, I may make the comment like, dude knows how to hold it down. But aside from that, I'm not sharing anything else. And I think that's the one thing that we have to understand as females, we have to stop doing. Stop telling so much of your private encounters or private parts about your relationship with someone else, because you made a very valid point. You are inviting that person in to see what you have. And I'll give this analogy. If you are a chocolate lover and I constantly tell you how awesome I am at making chocolate fudge brownies, and you love chocolate fudge brownies, at some point, aren't you going to want to taste my brownies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll leave it at that. Anybody else have something that they want to share? Y'all just need to know and understand, I see a number that has showed up, and I'm just so excited because it is my co-host, the hardest working man in Hotlanta. Can it be? Is it?
It can be.
Is
good
this my co-host?
Good evening, everyone. How is everybody doing tonight?
I'm fine, James. How are you?
I'm good. I had to walk up the building for a minute.
I'm just giggling like a schoolgirl. I just so love to hear his voice. Don't y'all love to hear his voice?
Yeah. Of course, you know, he's my other side. Come on, I love hearing James.
What's up, homegirl? Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, snap. I got 30 minutes. Let's make it quick.
You missed
James, we've been sharing our two cents. I don't know. I've been good, though, James. I didn't go too far, I don't think.
That's good. You ain't here to bring it out of you.
I know, right? Well, I'm sure you just heard what our last caller said, and I think it was a very, very good questions, which I did comment on. Do you think sometimes people can tell so much that it makes them want what you have? I think pretty much it just summed up what she said.
Wait, people can do what now?
Tell so much about what they have, it makes the other person want what they have.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very, very, very true. I totally agree with that.
So, Carla, I want to ask this. Why do you think women do it? Why do you think they sit around and talk about how good he did this and how well he does that and what he does for me and this, that, and the other, thinking that they won't try to get some of that for themselves?
Oh, you're talking about sexually. Oh, okay.
Well, all of it and everything. I mean, let's think about it.
Oh.
He sends me flowers. He runs my bath water. He picked up my kids. I mean, I'm going to go through the whole gambit. The whole whatever it is that women tell about what men do for them.
Let them see.
Why do you think they do that?
You asking me?
And the caller that brought you and the caller that brought that up. Why do you think?
I'm sorry.
I know you lost this for a minute, but you can't throw that out there in the red room and walk away. Come on now. You got us going. Why do you think that women do that? And that's a very good point, because I've heard so many women talk about, and sometimes I hear these conversations and it's like, you know what, that's a little too personal. I really don't want to hear it, because me personally, I don't. But if it's said to the wrong person, it could create that, I need to see what that's like. Why do you think women do that? Is it okay? Do they feel close enough that they can share those kind of things? Or is it a certain sense of confidence that they have that they don't
think
anybody would do anything scandalous?
They pretend they're not making you compare their relationship to what they have. But it's like, why talk about it? People can see what's going on in a in your relationship if they're close. And if you would say, well, my man gives me X amount of money to go on a vacation or to buy this or buy that, I think it's kind of letting them know I have the best relationship. But little do they know, they're kind of basically telling that person, he's a good catch. You know what I mean? He's a good catch.
Uh-huh.
If he's doing all of this
uh-huh.
for me, the person listening is going to be thinking, that's a good catch. Who doesn't want a good catch, you know? If like you said with brownies, everybody can make brownies, but not everybody can make the best brownies. But
that
eventually,
is
when you taste some of the best brownies, you want to keep trying to make your brownies until it comes out to the best.
Right.
And you can decide it's not good. My brownies is not going to come out like yours. So eventually, I'm going to go buy that brownies. You know what I mean? Just using it like that. Find out where you actually can get the best brownies, buy it, and bring it into your own. So you will eventually go after that person's man.
Yeah. Happens every day.
Yeah. Every day.
But
wow.
One thing you guys have to remember, women like to share. Whether they're being true, honestly, they're being honest by needing somebody to share to, and the person taking it in the wrong context.
Wow.
And somebody's pulling it off the chain.
So you think women like to share?
I don't think they like to share. I think it's all about showing off.
Yes, but what about the ones who really need somebody to talk to?
Shelly said, it has to be a specific circle, an inner circle that person is not going to step over the boundaries.
Yeah, you have to know who to share with. I mean, yeah, that is true. Women do like to share because, I mean, at the end of the day, let's think about it. Do you want the best of what you've ever known to never be able to tell it to anybody else? You want to tell somebody.
No. Yes,
you have to know who to tell it to.
And you have to know what to tell.
And
that's correct.
Yes, you have to know what to tell. You have to know who to tell it to, and you have to know what to tell. Too many details is too much, but you have to. We can't not share good news. There's some people who like to share the bad news, and that's all you hear from them, but then there are some people who can't wait to tell something that's great. But again, it's like y'all said, you have to know what to share. And I want to say this. I'm sorry, the caller who said that women like to share just kind of gave me the green light to share one of our topics that is going to be on an upcoming show. I constantly do interviews with people. I ask people questions. Somebody has some feedback. There's something in their background that is creating some feedback. So if you could mute your line, I would appreciate it. Just for a couple of seconds. I'm constantly talking to people about relationships. For some reason, people come to me, they say things about their relationships, whether it's just a, you know, kind of fly-by conversation or if it's an in-depth conversation that they want to have with me. But I had this random conversation earlier this week that prompted a topic for the show that I cannot wait for. And it's either going to be next week or the week after. I'm working on scheduling issues between the people involved. The one topic that we're going to have is going to be called the alternative relationship. And when I decided to call it that, I was like, I can't think of anything else that I could call it. The alternative relationship. When I heard the story and the person just openly expressed to me the type of relationship that had transpired over the last 4 years, I was compelled to ask if you could please be a guest on the show, because I listened. At first I was kind of, I stepped back. I had my moment. I even had a damn moment along with a few other moments, but then I thought about it and I said to myself, how many other people out there have experienced what you've experienced, or how many people would look at what you've experienced or the type of relationship that you've experienced as something that's like so non, I guess, what society would say is acceptable. And if anybody knows me and any of the shows that I've ever done, you know and understand that I am so anti-society. I just think that the standards that society sets, the whole ideas that society puts into our minds, it's kind of almost like brainwashing. I don't believe that we should follow any system or any belief that anyone else creates for us, because it's our life, not theirs. So I was interested, and from the interview that I did with this person, which was over an hour long, I decided that it had to be a radio show. So there's going to be a show that's going to be called The Alternative Relationship that will truly, truly make you say, Another show that we're going to have, and yes, I'm going to touch on this, and I started to use this as one of my two cents moments, and I may, but it's still going to turn into a topic. Another show that we're going to have and that we're going to talk about is something that really and truly was something in my life that I was brainwashed to believe, and when I say brainwashed, I don't mean wasn't able to think for myself, but was in a position where I was believed that I wasn't supposed to understand or even process. I'm going to have a show where we're going to talk about the alternative lifestyle. We're going to open the door to the Red Room. We're going to shut down and shut out every single prejudice, judgmental thought, idea, comment that anybody may possibly have about the alternative lifestyle. And if you don't know and understand what I'm talking about being gay. For so many years, I was taught to believe, I was in a relationship to believe that it was something other than what it actually is. And we're going to have a show, and we're going to talk about it. Some may listen, and some may not. But again, in the Red Room, we keep it real, We love controversy. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But we bring things into the Red Room that people want to hear about, but they just may not talk about. That's just a sneak preview of the up-and-coming shows that we're going to have. And no one understands that we may throw one in there kind of out of the norm that could just come from your two cents. Before I end the show tonight, I'm going to give an opportunity for all of the callers that have called in on the show. Again, my co-host, the hardest working man in Hotlanta. I want to ask, what's the temperature down there now? Because, I mean, I know it's not always hot in Atlanta. I know you are, but what's the temperature down there?
You said what's what?
What's the temperature? I mean, I don't know if it's always hot in Atlanta. I say Hotlanta because I know you're hot. But, you know, what's the temperature in Hotlanta right now?
I don't think I've seen it get past, well, it's been 100, like, maybe 2 days, and I've been here for 3 months. But I know, like, the past week or so, it's been about in the 80, high 80s. But it's not even really hot for real. It's just humid. It's all get out. I walk outside for 2 seconds, check the mailbox, and I'm tired by the time I get back in the house.
I
need to come back up north.
So the hot ain't the temperature. It's just you.
It might be it, too. I don't know.
Come on now. You know it is. You know that's what it is.
I'm not going to toot my own horn, but, I mean, you know. I bring a little to the game, you know.
Hey, you got to know it before anybody else can. You know, that's what we talk about in the Red Room. If we can't be who we are, then why can we expect anybody else to love us for who we are?
That's why I call in every week, even on my break.
I know that's right.
And I'm actually about to cut my break short because my line is getting wrapped around the building, so I got to get my team back up to speed. So good night, everybody. Look forward to coming to you.
Good night. We love you, and we will see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
All right, 8 o'clock. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us in the Red Room. Is there anyone else that has a comment, question, concern, something that they want to bring into the Red Room tonight before we end our show?
Shelley.
Yes.
I would love to wish Jonathan a happy birthday for the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Yes.
Happy,
oh,
birthday,
happy birthday,
Jonathan.
I forgot about that.
Oh, and guess
happy
what, Shelley? Guess what? I just realized, Shelley.
What?
We both got Prince's birthdays today. Guess
whose
birthday is today? Yeah,
ooh.
Guess whose birthday? He's 3 years
ooh.
Old.
Remy,
my little man.
Oh,
I never realized that.
Days.
Remy is
oh,
three today.
Goodness. Oh, your little prince and my little prince.
Yes.
Birthday
no, you don't
on
have
the
a little prince. You don't have a little
huh?
prince. You don't have a little prince. He's not a little
no,
prince.
He's not little.
No, at all.
Yeah, he's definitely not little.
The family was like, oh, my God, look at him. Oh, yeah, I just picked that up like, oh, God, today is Remy's birthday, too.
It's so funny, and I'm just going to share this last, and this, I will say, is personal. It's not private. Again, I will share personal things about my life. My son my family saw my son for the first time in probably 6 years, and my son turned 15 today. My son is 15 years old, and he's 6'2", probably 120 pounds soaking wet. He takes after his dad, very tall and thin. And it was so funny because when you see a young teenager as tall as he is, the first thing you think is, oh, do you play basketball? But if you've ever met my son, if you ever meet my son, and no one understands, I'm going to have a show where we're going to have teen night. I'm going to open up the Red Room for teenagers to talk about their topics, their issues, because I think it's very important. But getting back to the story, that's one of the upcoming shows. My son has this comment that he just says that it's so interesting, and if you've ever met him, you know that it's so him. When someone asks him, they see him and they see how tall he is, the first thing they say is, "Oh, wow, you're so tall. Do you play basketball?" He looks at you with a very serious face, very, very respectful, very respectful tone, and says, "I apologize. I will not fit into the black man's stereotype that every tall black man should play basketball. I play golf." And at that point, what can you say? So, again, I thank everybody for wishing my prince a happy birthday. I am getting ready to just go spend the rest of the evening with him. And I thank everyone for listening in on the Red Room Radio Show. For all of the archive listeners, I want to give you my sincere thanks, because when I say the thousands of listeners that are listening to our show, it's just phenomenal. I had no idea the numbers would get to this point, and I really appreciate all your support. And wherever we go with the show, just know and understand, it's not about me, it's about us. So thank you for joining the Red Room Radio tonight. I thank all of my callers, my regulars. Y'all are so awesome. I love you. I so thank
love
you for your support. We love I just love you, too. And we will see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. We will continue our discussion. We will continue to have the battle of the sexes over the 90-day rule. Is it too long, too soon, or too long? Thanks again. Good night. And I will see you in the Red Room tomorrow.
Good night. Have fun with Jonathan.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.